boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't even know why I bothered going to the gym this morning because, man, did I get a workout without it.
Doing what?
Let me tell you, you can get a workout just by going to a university or a college. Visit their campuses, and I promise you, you'll probably get a workout. I went to Mount Mercy University today, dropped off some posters, and they have, I swear to God, the biggest hill on the face of the universe there. Mm. And man, did I feel it in my legs and in my tushy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you said this last time you were there, actually.
Oh my God, I did. And I felt it worse this time. Of course, I get to the very top of the hill and I see somebody I know and I'm like, I could have just sent you with these posters instead of me going up this hill. I could have just sent you with these posters and then I wouldn't have had to have to deal with this.
I think it is a requirement on every college campus to have some sort of diabolical hill.
Why is every college and university on a hill? Because Mount Mercy is. Kirkwood's on somewhat of a hill. Depends on which like hall you're going to. There's a hill. Mm-hmm. Not every single one is, but there's a hill. Now, Coke College is the only one that I'm like, okay, I got to figure out which maybe hall has a hill because I don't know if Coke College is. What about University of Iowa?
The Pentacrest is on top of a ridiculous hill. And as a freshman, because, you know, you don't have a car, you could take the CAM bus, but it was like the four main halls for like gen eds are up there. The days you were running late, it's like you might as well wear a sweatband to class because you're going to be huffing and puffing to get there on time.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
And then you're also carrying how many textbooks behind you? With your backpack,
your laptop. Mm-hmm. When I got real lazy, because we were lucky that we did have a bus system, there was a bus stop at the bottom of the hill, and then it would stop like at the top of the hill. Sometimes I would wait that 10 minutes for the next bus to come.
Because you were like, screw this. I ain't walking.
I'm going to ride up this hill. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's only 2 minutes.
I've gotten to deal with a little bit of your hills at the University of Iowa if I went to like a football game. Mm. And I was like, I'm like, I don't even care if I miss kickoff.
No.
You know what? Mm. We gonna wait for a bus to get us closer to that stadium because I ain't walking anymore. This is stupid.
I don't know how we did it. Imagine having to walk to work every day.
Here's how I want to know is how do you get the freshman 15 with all those stupid hills? Like, how did we still get the freshman?
Because they have soft serve ice cream in the dining hall.
They do. That's how they get us. And the free pizza.
Like, well, I walked the hill today. I deserve it.
And three free pizzas.
Yep. Need it.
If you ever follow along with Let's Get Quizzical, I come up with some spooky things. Or sometimes it's just a regular schmegular trivia question. Mm-hmm. Last night, the trivia question was about you can reduce your arguments at home by 20% if you bring this into the house. The trivia question the night before on Monday, I said you need to beware about 7:45 p.m.
Random time.
Because you'll see this in your house. That is, you're more likely to see a spider at 7:45 p.m. That was Monday night's trivia question. We got a text message from 9709, and they said, it was 7:43. I saw a spider. I was like, dang you, Destiny, for choosing that as a trivia.
Yeah, that's
it's
your
true.
Fault.
It's a true thing. We have confirmed that it is a true trivia.
I think they should have made you come over there and squash it for them. That's what I would have done.
I wouldn't have done it.
You put this in the universe.
I'm the one who ruined it.
You get rid of it.
Crap, now I gotta go kill spiders' houses all over Eastern Iowa.
I just need to shut my eyes from 7:43 to 7:45.
Yes, you do. You really do.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're about to find out if we had the same middle school experience.
Let's see. I don't know if we did.
Do you know what gleeking is?
I've heard of the word, but I can't tell you if I know the definition or what it is.
So,
definitely have heard it.
Was huge when I was in middle school, at least. It's basically when you like move your tongue in a certain way and spit just flies out.
Ew. Okay, no. Then I don't know what gleeking is. That's disgusting.
I don't know why.
Who be gleeking?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why it was a thing.
Were we spitting on each other?
Well, there's some people who can do it on purpose, and then for other people, it happens on accident. What, for whatever reason, here we are. I was in middle school like over 15 years ago, 15-ish.
Can I ask a question? Were we doing it on purpose to like, was it to, were you doing it to like spit on each other?
It's like a party trick. Not to spit on each other, oh. But like, oh, look what I can do. But now it's trending on TikTok, people talking about gleeking. So like I said, it's some
can
people
you do it?
No, I can't do it on command. Apparently only 1% of people, smaller than 1%, can do it on command. It's a certain way that your tongue moves because it is a gland that you trigger, I guess, that has some sort of purpose with food and digestion. But it causes saliva to literally shoot out of your mouth. If you've ever had it happen on accident, it happens when you're yawning maybe sometimes, or if you...
No, okay, I bet you I can't do this
move
then.
Your mouth. I have had it happen on accident where you're like, whoa, I didn't mean to do that. But then there are people on TikTok who are like, I can't stop gleeking because I can do it on purpose. Or other people talking about times they've done it on accident and like how embarrassing it is. Oh my God, I was just at the grocery store and I just gleeked on the Cheerios. Whoopsie.
Ew.
I don't know why it's back though. I feel like I'm like 13 again and... The boys in the back of the bus were like, oh my gosh, look at me gleeking. It's gross.
I'm just like grossed out. Well, I don't know if I don't think I could do it because I still am having a hard time understanding what it is. I'm going to have to watch a video to like really understand it.
Search it up.
But I'm like grossed out because there's a lot of people who've been like getting like the flu and things like that. I'm like, can you not? I've been doing good so far. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't gotten sick. Knock on wood. I don't want to get sick. Keep your gleeking over there.
Gleeking in private only.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I get insecure real fast, real quick at the gym. It don't take me long.
Does not matter how long I've been going.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like a big toe. I don't know.
Seriously. Like everybody's looking at me and is like, look at that doofus. She don't know what she's doing.
Yeah. I just don't know how to like blend in.
Exactly. But I think I finally found a hack and it only took me a year and a half in the gym to figure this one out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wear sunglasses to the gym, and this is usually because like I can feel a headache is coming on, or I already have one, and we got fluorescent lights at the gym, which is the worst.
Mm.
So I will wear it that way. Today, I wore it because, honestly, I had way too much magnesium last night, and I was too dang tired to go to the gym.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm half asleep. I'm going to need to have these sunglasses on to like slowly wake me up. Those lights are too bright. I don't want to be woken up like that.
Yeah.
So I wore them at the gym, and it was my ab day today, and there was too many people on the purple turf. We got purple turf. You probably got green turf. Everybody got the turf. You know what I'm saying? And there was like five people on the turf, and I was like, normally, if there's that many people and it's ab day, I'm definitely insecure about ab day. I would then be like, no, we're doing cardio now.
Maybe not.
But for some reason, I was like, no, I think I can do this. They can't see me. No one can see me. I mean, they can see me, but like, they really can't see me. I got sunglasses on. So I did my entire ab workout without feeling as insecure. I mean, it was still a little insecure, but like not as much because I was like, they can't even see me. Or they look and I can't really tell because I can't really see anything, to be quite honest with you. It's so dark in here.
Interesting.
So I'm going to start wearing the sunglasses. I'm going to take them every single day now. Except for when I'm on the treadmill, because I'm not insecure there, but like any other day, I'm going to start wearing sunglasses. The darker, the better.
Good so for I you. I could never wear this. I feel like more people probably would be staring at you, but I don't want to ruin your vibe. Respectfully.
I think they think I'm hungover, probably, is what I'm assuming. And they're like, oh, wow.
She is fighting some demons right now.
On a Wednesday morning. Congratulations.
Period. My goal at the gym is to honestly just blend in as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
fly under the radar, hide in plain sight. And you found that sunglasses help you do that.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that, respectfully. I think that would draw more attention. But what I have been doing that I feel makes me invisible is wearing hats, okay?
I never thought of this.
I really like to wear a hat at the gym, especially recently, because I feel like if I'm looking ugly, which I am, because I go in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I don't want anybody to see my face. So the hat, I feel like nobody really sees what's going on
underneath.
So I like that. Then if I'm feeling really like, oh God, I just like do not want people looking at me. I feel insecure, whatever it is. I like to put my hood up on my sweatshirt. So I'm full incognito mode.
With the hat still on.
Uh-huh.
So you've got hood up, hat on.
Yes.
You know what you make me think of? Like Eminem always does that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to mess with Eminem. You know what I'm saying?
My point is I want to look intimidating. What's really fun though is if I'm like going with my boyfriend Curly. I like to walk in like that because then I'm like, people think we're bros, right? Because we're not showing affection at the gym. If anything, we just like fist bump after we're done on the treadmill and our separate ways. So I'm like, I want people to think that I'm just another Chad tooling around the gym.
Are you trying to make your hair look short? Like you are a bro?
Well, if my hood's up, you can't see my hair.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like full...
Are you
anonymous?
I have so many questions. Are you going to take this to a whole new level? And like, I think they come out with, I think they have these things, like they have fake muscles that you could put on.
Oh.
Like, are you trying to put on, like, are you trying to make it look like that much of a bro? That you're that intimidating? That you're like, I'm a beefy bro. Don't mess with me. Like, you're like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Well, I'm not trying to have women thirst over me.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
So I learned my lesson from yesterday because we got these big windows here in this Z102.9 studio. And yesterday I was sweating, but I didn't layer up. Today I got my t-shirt on. I'm doing a little better. It's still really hot in here.
Yeah.
80 degrees.
You can turn it down. I'm pretty good over here, no. But I don't got the sun baking on me.
Well, I got the blinds down like fully today because it is... The sun is beating down on us, and I'm not going to close it because before we hopped on the air today, you were talking about how you are seriously considering buying a sauna.
Yes.
Here you go. Here it is.
This is the sauna. I was telling one of the guys in sales, Nick, that I really want a sauna, and he was like, oh, you should get one. And I was like, no, the Z Studio is a sauna. I want to start weighing myself before we go on air and then weigh myself when we get off the air because I want to know how much pounds I lose just by sitting in the studio because we sweat so much.
Yeah, especially on these days where it's so sunny. It'll be fine in like 30 minutes. The sun passes by, but I feel we should challenge ourselves and do like the wrestler thing because, you know, they wear like sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
They wear garbage bags.
Uh-huh.
They sweat out everything.
Do. Yeah, they do.
I think we could lose...
15 pounds.
Oh, I was going to say 3, but
I don't know how many they lose.
I don't know.
I wasn't a wrestler.
I'm saying don't bother buying that sauna because here you go.
But did you ever have to, you weren't a cheerleader, so, well, you were a dancer though. So did you ever have to ride the bus with the wrestlers though?
No.
Okay, see, they were intense. They were intense. Not only did they wear all the layers and the trash bags and all that stuff, but then if they weren't at their weight yet and they had to like, we had like an hour or 30 minutes to get there. They'd be doing jumping jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me we also got to do jumping jacks in here?
Oh, no. I am going to sit on my butt.
Okay.
And just see what happens.
We want to know, where is the weirdest place you found your pet?
You can call us and tell us what spot that was at 319-200-1029.
I didn't see this, but I heard about it this morning. So here's the thing. Neighbor man found our littlest dog, who's like a wiener dog.
Mm-hmm.
In the hamper.
Interesting.
I didn't leave him there when I went to the gym. Here's the thing. When I go to the gym in the morning and neighbor man doesn't go with me, I'll take the dogs out, Evie and Zaw, because I know they can't wait any longer. I'll take them out quick and then I'll put them back in the bedroom because they'll get into stuff if I don't.
Right.
So I put them back in the bedroom and then hopefully they'll fall back to bed. Apparently not. Zaw got off the bed at some point, and when neighbor man woke up at 9 o'clock this morning, he woke up to Zaw crying because somehow he jumped into the hamper, which is pretty tall. I would say it's about to my hip.
Yeah.
And he was crying because he wanted to get out.
Oh.
I don't even know. I mean, this little guy is got a little spring to him. He can jump. But why did he want to get in the hamper is beyond me. I mean, maybe the underwear smelled good. I don't know.
I was going to say, were there clothes in there?
Yes, dirty clothes. So there's like dirty underwear, dirty socks, and you know, dogs and cats, they love those things.
Well, clearly not if he was crying about it.
He was like, you actually, it's kind of nice.
Regretted that.
Where's the weirdest place you have found your pet? Let us know. 319-200-1029.
Tony, what spot was that for you?
So our cat likes to hide on top of our TV, and we can't get her down.
Is your TV connected to the wall, or like how does it not fall over?
So it's connected to the wall.
I bet because it's warm.
I didn't even think about that.
Cats love a warm spot, and they love a spot that you can't reach them.
That's why Luna is all over Neighbor Man's computer.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the Wi-Fi. She's on like the, I don't know what you want to call it, the brain.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she's on that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have learned having cats because my cats, these are the first cats I've ever owned in my life. So I've learned very quickly that they like very strange spots.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I feel like I know most of their like go-to spots, but I would say the weirdest is that my cat Romeo likes to lay in shoes.
Is it too big?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, how do I respectfully say that in the nicest
way? Well, yeah, he's a big cat. He's a big boy, but also my boyfriend Curly has big old feet.
How does he sleep in a shoe?
So, like, okay, specifically, if you know, you know. My boyfriend Curly has a pair of Hey Dudes.
Oh, dear God.
he really doesn't wear. They just, like, sit out because they're the shoes that he wears if he's, like, taking the trash out.
I knew you were going to say taking the trash
they
out.
They are trash taking out shoes.
Yeah, they are.
You know? So they, like, sit out in his room by the door. And anytime we can't find Romeo,
you're like, go to the Hey Dudes.
We look in the corner, and he, like, sticks his paws inside the shoes.
Like he's wearing them?
Yes. And he always is like dead asleep. The most peaceful that you'll ever find him is when he's got his little paws inside
Hey Dudes.
Of the Hey Dudes.
Question, does he ever try to walk around? like there are his own shoes?
No, because he really uses it as a relaxation spot.
Okay, is it after Curly uses the shoe so they're warm?
No. Because he rarely, like I said, he rarely ever wears them. It is on the most random times that you find him in the Hey Dudes.
And he's just got two front paws and he is passed out.
Mm-hmm. Never taking the trash out, unfortunately.
He's not
the
taking
the trash out.
That took me a second. I was like, well, just make Curly take the trash out. I don't understand.
If the cat's going to wear them, why not take the trash out anyways? See, it doesn't even have to be a hidden spot. It can just be something you really, truly do not understand. Mm-hmm. We want to know, where's the weirdest place that you found your pet? Call us at 319-200-1029.
I think you got to get Romeo his own Hey Dudes.
Do they have Hey Cats? Do they?
Where's the weirdest place you have found your pet? Maybe it's a place that they were hiding. Maybe it's their usual place that they just love to be at. We'd love to hear from you.
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Grace, what spot is that for you?
My fridge.
Oh, no. Like they accidentally like got shut in there?
Kind of. So we have this giant industrial fridge in our garage and our lab crawled in it and just was hanging out in there.
Oh my God. Wait, for how long?
And this is like 100, like 10, 15 minutes. We were in there, but we just didn't close the door. We were putting like beer and stuff in there for a party. And next thing we know, our giant ass lab is sitting in our fridge.
I thought she was talking about a cat for the first.
Because cats love it too.
My cats love the
but
fridge.
But a lab.
Imagine, I know she said industrial size, but in my mind, I'm thinking of a lab like on the eggshelf. Doesn't make sense.
It's not going
to. But it is hilarious to think about. Eric, what's the weirdest spot you found your pet?
So my full-grown beagle likes to hide in the windowsill like a cat.
Aww.
And the windowsill's only half as big as her body. So somehow she can balance herself and just sit there and stare out the window.
I often think that about the places my pets hide. Like, how's that comfortable? Because you are sausaging yourself to fit right there. It makes zero sense.
If I did that, I'd be falling over.
Yeah, half my body would be hanging off. Mackenzie, what about you? What's the weirdest spot you found your pet?
So we had a ferret. One of the weirdest spots that we found her, like, you know where the pan warmer is underneath, like, your oven and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
we would pull out that drawer and we would find her sleeping in that.
Aww. How'd she get in there?
I don't even know. Like, somehow she would find out how to, like, get behind the oven and then...
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she would bring, like, dog food in there, and she would eat it in there, and then she would just make it her home, like, own zone and just chill out in there.
She needs to pay rent if that's what she's
doing. It's like a sauna.
Right? She needs to start paying for all of it.
Right, exactly. I hate to say this, but Glinda's got to go.
You're giving up?
No, I'm not giving quite up, but Glinda, my sourdough baby... She's got to go for a little bit. I put her in hiding.
You just started.
Well, here's the thing. She's put in hiding, aka the fridge, because that's where you can put her when you just don't want to deal with your sourdough for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing pretty good. You know, I've made how many loaves so far? One, two,
three,
four. I made a plain one, a cheddar one, and then my sweet one. So I've only made three.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a break.
Oh.
Mom was worn out from feeding this child all the time, but also I have a busy weekend. And I was like, where am I going to fit making a loaf?
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend is my birthday weekend. And I'm like, where am I going to fit a loaf in that one? So I got to give her some time to just not be on my back.
Go into hibernation?
Yes.
Mm.
So I'm going to take some time off of it. I'm tired of feeding her.
I knew this was going to happen. I just thought it would take a little longer. That you get exhausted of taking care of an actual child.
This is why I can't have a kid.
Yeah, you cannot put a child in the fridge when you're sick of them, I don't think. I haven't taken any parenting classes. I think that's
lesson number one.
It's probably not something you can do.
But yes, this is why I don't pick up hobbies, because I get over them really quickly.
Well, at least hopefully you can pick it back up whenever you want.
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks. We'll see.
I get it, 3 months.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's that time of year, it feels like everybody's getting sick around you, unfortunately. We both have dodged it. Knock on wood. I hope we continue to dodge it.
Me too.
But with so many like illnesses and colds and flus and stuff going around, that has sparked a TikTok trend of women kind of exposing their partners, their men, for being babies, for a lack of a better word. So all of these videos are set to taps. Generally, it's a clip of them curled up on the couch, looking real miserable. And on screen, it'll say something like, "Y'all, please pray for my husband. He's got a cough, minor body aches."
Oh, okay.
Hence the heating pad.
Mm.
"He said he might throw up."
Oh.
The thermometer reads 98.4. He fears the end is near.
Oh, end is near. Got it.
So there's different variations of he feels a tickle in his throat. His eyes are dry. And it always ends with he fears the end is near. Now. This is a stereotype, obviously. It's not the same for all relationships, but, you know, sometimes us girls, we know that the dudes really feel bad for themselves when they're sick.
Yeah.
I can confirm this is correct. I can also confirm this for my mother. She always says, "I would rather be sick than your dad be sick, because then I don't have to deal with your dad being sick." So, luckily I have not had to deal with that in my house this season yet. And I have had to before. I know how it goes. He is on his deathbed immediately.
Every single time.
It can be 4 o'clock the night before and he starts to feel a little sniffle, a little rumble in the stomach he doesn't like. And he's like, "I think I need to call into work."
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, I guess if you feel that way, or you could wait till the morning and see how you feel. I don't think I can go. I can't do it.
I'm not going to make it.
I'm not feeling
good. The end is near.
I know I'm getting sick. And then normally by the next day, I come home and he's like, on the game. I'm like, "Oh, you must be feeling better." "No, I just am still feeling a little under the weather."
Good enough to game.
Oh, always good enough to game.
Mm-hmm.
But you have not experienced this.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that your mom, Mama Kris Jenner, would rather be sick than your dad.
Yes.
I never noticed my dad. Like, I never paid attention if my dad was a big baby like that or anything.
I never noticed either, but my mom gets the brunt of it.
Uh-huh. I never noticed it. So I can't tell you if my dad was like that. But neighbor man, when we first started dating, he got very, very ill and was down for the count. But we were very, very first started dating. So, like, we didn't really see each other that much.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell you if he was a big baby. But from what I did know when we were, like, kind of seeing each other, he really wasn't that much of a baby. I will tell you, there have been times when he's had, like, migraines and stuff, and all he does is, like, just goes and hides in the shower, and that's it. But I don't know if he's a big baby. I need him to get sick. I need someone to get neighbor man sick.
You don't want that.
I need to know if he's a big baby because I have no idea.
I guess, well.
If anything, I have guarantee I'm probably the one who's a big baby.
I can confirm that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I can never really explain why I do certain things in life. And one of those is I can't explain why I don't tell people they have things in their teeth. The only thing I can really think of is that I'm terrified that I'm going to hurt their feelings when I do it or offend them in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Taylor, that you've told me 1,000 times, for the love of God, tell me if I have something in my teeth.
Dude, nothing turns my butter more than when I go to the bathroom and see that I have a little sesame seed in my tooth. And I'm like, dude, you've been staring at me for the last 4 hours and you didn't mention, hey, check out you don't even have to say what it is. Hey, you got something in your teeth. And I'll be like, oh my God, thanks.
I just don't want to.
End of story.
My biggest fear is that, like, I made you feel awkward. I made you insecure, embarrassed. I don't want to offend you in any sort of way. I just don't want to do that to anybody. So that's why I don't bring it up. That's like my biggest fear, you know?
Whatever.
Even though you've told me that I can do that, I found something that's even worse than that, is that I have a friend. And this is not the first time that I've noticed. This is now multiple times I have noticed it got bad breath.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I say something or if I don't have the right to say something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I was told one time I had bad breath and I was very offended was very upset about it. But then I was very grateful for it days later.
Yeah.
So I'm like, would they be offended and then eventually grateful for it? Mm-hmm. Or am I just going to ruin this friendship? You're the person to ask because would you want me to tell you your breath stanky or, like, in a nice way? I would tell you, hey, I don't even know how to be nice about it. Like, Taylor, your breath stinks. Like,
I don't even know. Like, what do you I think it very much depends on the relationship you have with somebody. I feel like if you were like, dude, your breath stinks, I probably would be like, yeah, I know. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person, though, like, if I feel like I am sweating a little bit or I ate a tiny little onion for lunch, I'm going to say it out loud and be like, oh, my gosh, I stink. Because I just want everybody to know I'm sorry and I'm aware of it, even if I don't stink. So if you told me, I'd probably be like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll just pop in. Do you got a mint? Are you going to help me out? Like, that's probably how I would be. But if I wasn't that close with somebody, I don't think it would ever happen. See, here's where it pays to be a not touchy-feely person. I don't get that close to people, to be honest with you.
Oh, dang it.
You clearly are close enough that you're
smelling the breath.
In the smell zone.
Uh-huh.
So
I need to be more like you where you're like, hey, I got boundaries here.
Or say that you're sick. Oh my God, I'm feeling a sniffle. Come on. You might want to step back.
I'm going to start saying that.
And
every
then
day.
Maybe once you've been saying that for a year, they're going to be like, is it me or... What's going on?
Sometimes I wish that we just kept the microphones going all the time because the conversations that Taylor and I have off the mics is ridiculous.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. But I was telling you about how I have my orthodontics first appointment coming up on Friday. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Getting me closer to braces. And eventually we got into talking about fluoride.
Yeah, because you were asking, like, what do they do at the consultation? I was like, I don't, they might take, like, impressions of your teeth, and you're like, oh, is that the nasty foam?
Oh, God, I hated that as a kid. It was the worst thing in the entire world. The fluoride where they'd be like, what flavor do you want? You want bubblegum, grape, fruit punch? I don't even know what flavors it was, but I remember they had a ridiculous amount of flavors at the dentist's office when I was a kid in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time I would pick a different flavor thinking, this is going to be it. This is going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then every single time I would chomp down and it was the nastiest thing you would ever chomp down on. It was, oh, god awful.
I feel like it was a texture thing because it's like.
Oh, that too.
They took like a mouth guard and would fill it to the brim. And then you're like biting down on it and like trying not to drool. It was so disgusting.
Yes.
I hated it.
Where is that now? Because I just went to the, I've been going to the dentist. Why am I not doing that now? Thank God. Let's just first off start there.
And then I have not had that done in years either because I think they do it differently. Maybe they still do that for kids. I don't know.
Oh, is it just a kid thing?
I'm not a kid. Although I feel like as an adult, I got mint ones. I don't know. But now
do
after
they give
Googling,
us better flavors like
no, they
beer?
Do it. They do it. Ew, that would be disgusting.
Coffee
too.
Flavor.
They do like at least this is what I've had done. It's like a varnish. They like paint it on, and then it leaves your teeth feeling a little tacky. And they're like, okay, don't eat or drink for 30 minutes. So they're still doing it. I think all the dentists out there are like crashing their head into
their
wheel
probably
right
like,
now.
You guys are stupid.
Stop it right now. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure, at least for me, I've had like varnish done so that you're not like chomping down on
Thank
that
God.
Nasty stuff.
I hated that. Chomping down on that was the worst thing in the entire world. I was like, the sticker is not even worth it, dude. This sticker is not worth it.
Can I pass on this? Although I would take a cotton candy flavored varnish if there's any dentists out there.
Ew, I still don't think that.
I liked the flavor.
I will go for wedding cake or coffee.
Oh,
now.
Okay, yeah.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Saving relationships most of the time. Those girls in the afternoon, Incorporated.
What?
I knew you were going to say what, like you were not here the last 20 seconds. What?
I just woke up.
Well, tonight's trivia question is saving you from arguments. So here we go. You can reduce household arguments by 20% by bringing this in the house. What is it?
You know what? I can think of some things that I like to come home to.
Oh, that you were like, if that comes home, I'm not arguing with them.
100%.
You know, I got a long list. We'd be here all night if I started talking.
Well, we want to hear your guesses. You can text them to us at 319-200-1029.
You could reduce household arguments by 20% by bringing this in the house. Do it tonight.
Yeah, you got time. Sure.
Turn around.
Yeah, make a pit stop. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You can reduce household arguments by 20% by bringing this in the house. What is it?
I feel like this is good information to just have in your back pocket.
I thought you were going to say good information to just stick around because we got the answer in like 3 minutes. So this is your opportunity to go to the store and like really make your significant other's day.
Yeah, just do a circle around the parking lot really quick. Swear. We'll get there. You can still text in your guest though to 319-200-1029. So far, 1101 said incense. I mean, I like, I guess it's nice to like walk into a clean smelling home.
Well, that's not going to...
I don't know if that's going to stop me from being mad that there's dishes in the sink.
Exactly. I'm still going to argue with that. I'm still going to argue they haven't taken the dogs out enough.
It's got to be like magical incense.
Yeah, right. 7249 said flowers. That will shut me up. That'll shut me up every time. Taylor, not to know. Is it? Wait.
I just... it doesn't do it for me. I would think that was nice. I probably
would.
She's
still going to yell at you for
no,
the dishes. Oh?
I don't think I would because that's like a nice gesture. Okay. But I don't know that that'd be like my number one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be in a great mood the rest of the night.
I would put chocolate over that for you.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate will get her to shut up.
Any sort of food, really. 4938 said ice cream. Now we're talking.
This is up her alley. This will get Taylor to be excited and no arguments.
I'm picturing, okay, let's say boyfriend Curly has the day off. I ask him to vacuum. He does not vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk in and he says, hey, you know what I did get? Some Butterfinger ice cream.
Oh,
I'm going to be like, you know what? I will roll in the dust, in the dirt, on the ground while I eat my ice cream.
You know what? Actually, I thought maybe I could get dirty myself. I'll just roll around in it. You know what? I'll be the vacuum.
I'll clean it up with my shirt. I don't know.
That's a good one. I like that. I do. You can reduce household arguments by 20% by bringing this in the house. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I hope to God he does forget one day to vacuum.
Well, he has, but there's never been ice cream. That's why there's fights.
You can reduce household arguments by 20% by bringing this in the house. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I hope you're hitting up the stores tonight to grab some video games because that reduces arguments by 20%.
I reject that.
I knew you would. I'll let you pop off. You go ahead. What do you want to say?
Oh, nothing. I think it would work for him, probably.
Yeah, he would not argue with you.
If he came home with, okay, I do have some exceptions.
Okay, here we go.
Sims.
Like a new one?
Specifically Sims 2. I know it's outdated. Don't come at me. It's the best one. Barbie Horse Adventure.
Not the Barbie Horse Adventure again.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's about it. Otherwise, I'm going to throw it in the garbage.
If he comes home with that tonight, you're like, you know what? You could play your Call of Duty. I'm going to be playing the Tycoon of the Roller Coaster.
Be the happiest night of our lives.
Tune in tomorrow night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I have been working so hard to make it on the gym wall. Basically, there's a wall at my gym and they post pictures of people and their names of who has lost 3% body fat, 6%, 9%, 12%. And I've been working really, really hard to make it on this wall for months now.
And you did.
I did. Last week, I told you I made it on the wall. However, I checked today, Taylor, when I was at the gym working my butt off, my picture and my name still ain't on that wall.
You got to give people like 3 to 5 business days to print.
It doesn't take that long to hit print, Taylor. It doesn't take that long. So I told you earlier, if I don't see it tomorrow, I'm going to start threatening. Okay. Not really, but you know.
I don't know.
I'm not like that.
This is the second time you talked about threatening your gym coach, to be fair.
You make it sound like I threatened.
I'm just saying, at some point, your meetings may shift.
To a police station?
Well, to an interrogation room. I don't know.
Maybe. No, okay. I was joking. But I'm going to get upset very soon if my picture was not on the wall, okay? Because you know what? I worked really hard, and they told me it was going to get on the wall. Where is my picture? It's been many days.
2 days.
Well, I just got a text message from our gym manager, Brett, and he sent me a picture of me on the wall. I'm on the wall now.
Because
he probably heard me say that I was
he's scared of you.
He probably heard me say I was gonna threaten him, and he's like, I better let her know she's on the wall so she doesn't come to my house or something.
No, yeah, that's exactly right.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.